FFA members, welcome to the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo. Wow. Can you believe we are here? I'd like to welcome you to an experience that is life-changing in so many ways. Recently, I had some reflections, and I asked myself, what should you share with all those FFA members when we gather for an amazing National FFA Convention? And I said to myself, James, maybe you should stop talking to yourself. And then I said, let's talk about why we were here. Of course, just a few moments ago, we all answered that question in unison. Give me a big yell if you know the unison part of the official FFA ceremony, opening ceremony. All right, great. But let's really think about what that means to each of us from an individual perspective. Why am I here? Why are you here? And why are we here? Well, I'm here as the National FFA Advisor because someone showed me the way. First, there was my family. Now, you see, neither of my parents graduated from high school. They never learned to read or write. But they were absolutely focused on teaching me two very important attributes. That's right, two. My mom taught me the value of a good education. She was determined that I would graduate from high school because of the struggle she faced. But in doing so, she taught me so much more. She taught me the value of having a vision and understanding your mission. This was her vision. My dad, he valued education, but was equally focused on creating within me a work ethic. Sure, I missed some of the fun parts of growing up, cartoons, sports, and vacations, etc. But he instilled in me a genuine drive to get up every day, prepare a plan, and work my plan. Though not formally educated, he was a very smart and very disciplined in his work. Because my parents instilled these attributes in me, I was positioned as a teenager to take advantage of agricultural opportunities and responsibilities. That's when Mr. Jerry Lamman and Mr. Mike Tanner entered the stage of my agricultural education as teachers. They gave me a sense of belonging at a very crucial turning point in my life. They forever impacted my life in a positive direction through their encouragement and expectation to succeed in FFA and agriculture education. Most importantly, they helped me develop my purpose in life, which I still use today, and that is to make a difference in the lives of young people to the same degree that my agriculture teachers made in my life. So that leaves us a question. For each of you, why are you here? Really and deeply think about it. What, who, or why were you led here? And once you answer that question, think about where you're going to be and where you're going to go. The National FFA Convention is a unique, one-of-a-kind opportunity for you to answer that question. And I challenge you to take advantage of every moment at this convention to learn who you are and who you will become. You might find these answers while you compete in a career development event, go to a workshop, or listen to our great national officers. And when you visit the National FFA Expo, really take the time to think about all the educational and career opportunities that agriculture is offering you. If you take these steps this week, right now, you'll start to find your why. You'll start to see your personal mission take shape, and you'll start to see a plan for a very successful future. These are the attributes and qualities of leadership that every FFA member should possess. And FFA members, that is why we are here. Have a wonderful 94th National FFA Convention, and personally, I can't wait to see what you'll make of the convention. Thank you.